Today's passage is 1 John 2, 1 to 6. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. So far in 1 John, we've seen a couple ways that John presents Jesus to the readers. First, in the first half of chapter 1, John talks about how Jesus is the Word of Life, and the life made manifest, similar to the beginning of the Gospel of John. And in the second half of John 1, it was about how God is light, and his followers, if they are truly his followers, will walk in the light and not in darkness, which means striving for holiness and purity. Now, it doesn't mean being perfect, because we will never be perfect, but it means instead of staying in our sin, in the darkness, we continually come before Jesus and ask for his forgiveness. Today's verses in chapter 2 follow a similar tone. Let's step through the verses. First, in verse 1, John is writing this letter so that the readers may not sin. We notice he addresses the readers as my little children. Remember, at this point, John is much older than when he first met Jesus, as documented in the Gospels. He's outlived the other disciples and has become apparently more gentle than he was portrayed in the Gospels. Again, he encourages his readers, his little children, to not sin. But if anyone does sin, remember, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus. Advocate means helper, somebody who will defend us, like in a court. Jesus in the Gospels refers to the Holy Spirit as our helper, who helps his disciples walk in obedience to God. And here, John says our helper is Jesus himself, Jesus Christ the righteous. This is amazing because it points to the truth that Jesus is alive and he is acting on our behalf to the Father. When we sin, we deserve punishment, but Jesus intercedes for us. Verse 2 explains that not only is Jesus our advocate, he is the propitiation for our sins. Being the propitiation for our sins means being the sacrifice for us, or our substitute. To quote Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Instead of reaping death as the result of our sin, we are given grace and life because Jesus gave himself up to death on the cross for us. Furthermore, it says here that his sacrifice is for the sins of the whole world. That's what makes it so amazing. Anyone who genuinely asks for forgiveness will be forgiven. Moving along to verse 3, and by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. How do we know that we know Jesus, or in other words, that we have an actual relationship with him? If we keep his commandments. This is not a new theme from John. If he was submitting 1 John chapter 2 as a paper, he should add a citation so he is not plagiarizing himself, because he writes about this throughout the Gospel of John. For example, in John 14, he records Jesus saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love for Jesus goes hand in hand with obeying his commandments. Verses 4 to 6 reiterate this in different ways, so we won't go in depth into those verses. Pointing out verse 5, though, as we keep God's word, the love of God is perfected. I think this shows that the love of God is being made complete or in other words, it is a process where we understand and experience and show God's love more and more. I imagine that for John, it's been decades since Jesus has ascended to heaven, but in his life, he has continued to know God's love more and more as he walks in obedience, as he keeps sharing about Jesus and following in his footsteps. In verse 6, he talks about walking in the same way that Jesus walked. So as we think upon this passage in 1 John 2 for our own lives, let's ask ourselves, are we keeping Jesus' commandments? Are we walking in the ways in which Jesus walked? I understand this is a very broad question. There are no specific commandments listed here. And of course, we aren't to just pick and choose certain commandments to follow. So it may be helpful to ask the question, what would Jesus do? What would he do in my situation, in my work situation, our family situation, for example? What commandments would he be living out? And what would that actually look like? Let's be encouraged that Jesus knows our specific situation. He wants us to follow him right where we are. He is our advocate, and when we stumble, our propitiation too. Let's ask that he would bring to mind his words that he wants us to obey, so that we can grow in our love for him. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these awesome verses. Jesus, we thank you that you are our advocate. Defend us. And Lord, at the same time, you're our propitiation. The reason you can advocate for us is because of what you've done on the cross. And Lord, we pray that we would be doing our best to follow your commandments. Lord, help us to know how you want us to walk. Lord, bring to mind the things that we may have forgotten or the things that just get lost in the day-to-day grind. But Lord, help us to walk in your ways, and we pray that we would rely on your help to do so. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.